Cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to Wedding Central, Africa's first online dedicated wedding show, hosted by myself, Carly de Villiers.
And myself again, it's Ntombi Ndlapho. We're so happy to have you join us again. Just to remind you, our show is proudly brought to you by The Wedding Expo, as well as Wedding Inspirations magazine. And we're glad that you can join us.
And make sure, if you are listening to us, make sure you hashtag the word Wedding Central so that we can pick up all your comments and we can give you some nice feedback as well.
Yes, let's get into it. Today, so what are we talking about, Sally?
Today, we are talking about that big question, the big question that most people, well, it's one of the biggest questions in people's lives, and it's the one that we say, will you marry me? So we're talking about the big engagement and popping the question.
Perfect. We'll be taking everyone through some surprise proposal, disasters, private versus public proposals. We also have a guest in studio, Mr. Corneille Bayes, and he'll be telling us about how he got into proposals. Hi, Corneille.
How's it, guys?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Cool beans. Tell us a little bit about your proposal.
Oh, wow.
And the pressures around that proposal.
Big pressure. From day one, start to date. Couple of months later, everyone's already asking, when's the big question?
Right.
When's the big day? What's happening?
How long did you date before you got engaged?
Probably about 2.5 years.
Okay, fair. And when did you know it was time to pop that question? And when did you feel that it was right?
Well, I don't know. I guess you just get a feeling inside and I don't know. You just know that one person is the one.
100%. And how long did it take you? I know I waited 10 years. I mean, my poor husband.
What, to pop the question or to know
that
he
was the one?
How long
did you date him before you got engaged?
Well, we as I said, we dated for 2.5 years.
Okay.
I wanted to find out, it's always with the people and the pressures, family, friends, always that kind of thing. I feel like it's always after that 2-year mark where people are like, right, when's the next step? When are we getting married? My suit's ready. I'm good to go.
That sounds about right. Two years and it started to hit. People at the office used to...
So you must know what I was like.
All the time. When's it happening? What's happening? His mother used to ask, his dad used to ask, my parents asked, when's it happening?
People up in your business.
So everyone's up in your business and I feel that there is quite a lot of pressure happening all the time.
Right.
Did you ask permission first before you proposed or how did you do it?
Yeah, tell us about the
proposal.
Well,
what I did with my family is that beforehand, when I knew that I wanted to do it, I asked my parents if they would be comfortable with everything. And then I mentioned it to his mother and his mom was completely over the moon because she'd already been asking me for a couple of months, when's it happening? What's happening? So I didn't feel that
How often do you actually ask your couples how they got engaged?
I always ask in my first meeting. You know, I think it's very important to the wedding planning process
to understand what they like,
how they go about things. It's also the very few chances that the groom actually has like center stage to talk. So I think it's a fair question to ask and give him some shine. Tell us more, Corneille.
Yeah, so as I said, my parents already knew that it was going to happen. His mom had kind of already given her approval by asking me those questions. And his dad had also kind of hinted. We actually got engaged in Thailand. So what had happened is...
So romantic, eh? Romantic.
It seems a little bit cliche, actually.
You started it. Don't stress.
So what happened is that we were... at the airport, getting ready to leave, and we'd said our final goodbyes, and Brad's dad gave me a big hug, and as he hugged me, I just whispered in his ear, I have a ring in my pocket, and it's going to happen, and he looked at me, and he said, you bastard. And he started crying and turned
was
his
it
head.
Good tears or bad tears?
It was good tears. Good tears.
That's so sweet.
And he started crying and he tried to turn his head away from Brad as quickly as possible and he kind of walked out as fast as possible.
Right. That leads me to the next thing. Like, because he was trying to keep it hush-hush, right? And you don't want him to be suspicious.
Yes.
It's always like that. How do you decide whether you're doing a surprise proposal? Because I mean, I'm talking now as a black woman. We don't get really surprise proposals. I mean, the letter goes to your parents. It's very anticlimactic. He sends a letter, and your parents are like, "Yo, these people are coming over. Like, are you keen on getting married?" "Yes, I'm keen." And then you go through the whole thing, and then you're pretty much married. So the ring, even if he like bends down on one knee, like, what are my options really?
Because
like,
your family's already done all the deeds.
It's over. I'm married by that time, because we're not allowed to actually wear a ring during that stage. So, I mean, it's very anticlimactic. So now that brings me back to the question of doing surprise versus like them being in the know. How do you get like the ring sizes?
Well, what I did is a couple of months beforehand, Brad had left his ring on his side table, and he hadn't worn it for a little while. So I kind of snuck it away, hoped that he wouldn't notice. And then I went with one of our mutual friends, and we went and picked a ring, and I helped design it and everything.
Fabulous. And then does it just burn a hole in your pocket? Kylie, tell us about yours, because I know you went with him, right?
Well, we had discussed the whole thing. I mean, especially after 10 years, you kind of started to think like,
that's a long while.
Am I wasting my time here? And my husband now, he actually asked my mother on Christmas Day, but then proceeded to only...
Best present ever.
Yes, for my mother.
Yeah, for
but
her.
My mom couldn't really keep a secret. But so, you know, she did mention to me, and I was like, okay, he's asked
it's
the question.
Yeah.
But then I had to proceed to wait like 11 months.
Oh my word.
Before he actually popped the question. And I know, like, from my mom's side, my mom was like, what is going on here? And she stopped inviting him. She refused to have him over for Sunday lunch or dinner because this guy was wasting my time 9 months to, you know, 10 years to ask the question from the parents' side. And now another 9 months. What is this guy on? Does he actually want to marry my daughter? And I mean, this poor guy, I think he had tried so many times to propose. I mean, the one time we had gone away and it was bitterly, bitterly cold. And, I'd left a jacket. I didn't bring anything warm, so he gave me his. And I went off to the bathroom. We'd stopped at a one stop. And I went off to the bathroom, and for some reason I put my hands in my pocket, in his pocket, and I felt this hard thing. It was something, not, you know.
Did you open it?
It didn't even cross my mind. I thought he had left, and my husband never does this. He's very OCD.
Yeah.
But I thought he'd left a sandwich in his pocket.
So were you like, ew,
where it came from? But he'd left a sandwich in his pocket, and I came back to the coffee shop, and I said, what have you left in your pocket? And that's when I knew. I was like,
oh
my gosh, I should have just pulled it out and said, yes. So then eventually he was like, well, this is not the holiday to do it. And I went back to the office and I was like, damn, he has proposed. Yeah. And eventually it ended up one day, it was on his 30th birthday on the 11th of the 11th, 2011. How exciting. And he ended up doing it in bed, naked, just before I had to leave to get to the auction for the flowers. So romantic. But you know what? At the end of the day, that is what it is.
Hey, at least he was naked.
Easy celebration.
The sad point is I had to rush off, so we couldn't really celebrate properly.
Okay, fabulous. So tell us, Kone. So that's what I was getting back to. Surprises. Does it just burn a hole in your pocket? Once you have the ring there, do you just carry around and hope for the right moment? Or
well, I tried to keep it as hidden as possible. It was in my bedside
drawer. Right, because you guys live together.
Yes.
So all of that sneaking around.
Yes, yes.
I would
sneaky,
suck at
sneaky.
That.
I would just
leave it on the kitchen counter and be like, yo, dog.
Yeah, and when I packed for Thailand, I had to decide whether I wanted to take it as hand luggage or whether I wanted to take it as...
Oh, absolutely not.
Or put it into my actual luggage.
No.
Did you insure the ring before you actually asked him? Because I know that there's been a lot of stories around the fact that they've lost the ring before they even got engaged.
Oh, my Lord.
And I know after the wedding, after the engagement.
I actually didn't. And like you mentioning it now actually makes me think like, oh my God, we went all the way to Thailand and it was in my luggage. And
in your luggage?
Yes. I put it in one of my shoes.
And then I stuffed
a sock inside there as well. So.
Oh my word, that's nuts. I mean,
I lost my, the week of after my engagement, I lost my ring in the car park.
Ridiculous.
I was, you know, you're constantly playing with it. And I mean, for guys or anyone planning to get engaged, make sure those nails are done properly.
It's a top
because I was fist punching everyone. I'm like, I'm engaged. I didn't want to like show them my fingers because I bite my fingers. Right. But now I do. I make sure because I was so embarrassed to show people this beautiful ring, and
your nails aren't
and
done.
My nails are like chewed.
Right, and that becomes one of the priorities for the ladies. You know, ladies are always they have an idea of how they want this big thing to happen. Let's discuss doing public versus private proposals, right? Because yes, you have this big expectation, but do you really want to share it with Tom and Jerry that are there at the back of the restaurant and, you know, Mam G there? I mean, do you really
Tommy,
want
would you
to
do a public proposal?
Absolutely
I mean, there was a proposal
not.
The other day at
Zero.
One of the big casinos, and it was fireworks and everything.
Nope.
I mean, it was fabulous. It was a very different type of engagement, but I don't know. It's just,
I'd probably
you're
just
really
walk
put
away.
On the spot.
Genuinely, and for
I
mean,
I found it an intimate moment, so that's why I loved the fact that it was in bed. It was nice.
100%. I don't even want like any of my family there. I mean, people that know my mother, they know she talks more than I do, so she'd probably answer for me. We're not doing that. It's just you and I, and nothing in public. If you've been down like at a restaurant, I'm grabbing my bag and I'm walking. Hey, we'll meet at home. There's nothing left to discuss after that. I'm not doing public. Forget.
But so like for instance, in the traditionally with black couples, they don't have the romantic side of. I am such a romantic at heart. So how did Neo actually bring any romance into this whole procedure?
That's the thing.
It's
a ritual. There is no. I don't want to say there's no romance shame. He's a romantic guy. He tries. But
shame Neo.
But there is no aspect of romance. That's what I'm saying. It's very anticlimactic. I mean, now I'm at the point where the whole Lobola thing is done over. I'm married, I'm his wife. But now, you know, it's always when he says, Don't forget on Friday we're going somewhere special or whatever, and I get really dolled up and make sure my nails are done and I'm like, this is it. And then the whole night goes past and like there's zero presentation of rings or anything. So it's just, I don't know, at this point I'm ready for us to just go and get it and put it on and just walk around with a ring. Like it's I don't know. I don't think they
and
will
I think
be.
That pressure of engagement, I think a lot of women tend to put their men under immense pressure to pop the question and do it the right way and have the most romantic proposal.
Do you know what?
It must be so daunting for that guy to actually make sure it's the way that that woman wants that engagement.
I think we've been spoiled by social media, though.
Absolutely.
Because now one of the top priorities I've read that is, number one, you need to make sure that her nails are done. Number two, they want to look nice. Like, don't catch them
with no makeup.
Yeah, no makeup, and my hair's a mess, and I've got a duke on, and all of that mess. They want to look good. And number three, they want it to be captured somehow. So everyone's saying that please put like a videographer somewhere or like a photographer to catch the moment or whatever the case is. And people just want to share this moment. And
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, have a few moments to yourself as a couple. Why are you so? I mean, you have forever to share your wedding and wedding planning and all of that stuff. Why are you so keen on the minute? I promise you, people, even once they have the ring on, some people even forget to like hug their husband. They're already like snapping and putting it on all the social media. I mean, love your man for a second.
But as much as you say that, that there's pressure for the lady, there's also pressure for the guy to get the ring right.
What if she doesn't like the ring? What if he doesn't like the ring?
What if the rock isn't big enough?
I know, and the style. I mean, and also, how do you get to that point where you know that is the ring that they want? Because
doesn't it all go back to the whole pressure thing? Because the minute we pass that 2-year mark, as much as you try not put pressure in the relationship yourself, right? Then because you get pressure from the family and the friends, and now your friends are getting married and that kind of thing, then you just start, you know, when you guys go to dinner and you pass a jewelry shop, you go, oh, my love, I love this one. I think this one would suit me so
well. But that's
also
how I got into the design of Brad's ring, is that, as you said, after the 2-year mark, you start
feeling the pressure,
feeling the heat.
But also you realize you are the person you want to be with.
Yes, you start talking about it and you start mentioning to one another, hey, I quite like this design, or I like this.
You're dropping lots of hints. I drop lots of hints.
I kind of want a stone or two, you know. I don't want just like
a band.
Just a band. I'm a diamond man.
I remember saying to my hubby, I was like, listen, I really love your granny's ring, and that's the ring I wanted. He kept showing me. Before the engagement, we would go from jewelry shop to jewelry shop, and eventually I was like, Jacques, I have told you this is what I like and that's what I want. And I actually, we didn't even do a wedding ring when we got married. I'm still wearing my engagement ring because it was, I'm that type of person that I want plain and simple, but not over the top. I mean, there's plenty of diamonds there, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm blinded over here.
Oh, really?
But I think it's very important for you to check in with your bride or your fiance to be or whatever. And we must get back to that, hey, the name fiance. But it's so important for the guys to check on the style of the actual wedding ring. So many engagements we've heard have turned into disaster engagements because of the ring. Mm. She's excited, hot air balloon, and out comes the
and
box.
And caught in the moment.
Yes, out comes the box. Out comes the ring and she's like, come again.
But I mean, how many people have actually been asked the question and then on the recipient is actually not wanting to say yes. But because
awkward.
It's so glamorous and over the top and romantic, they just say yes.
Oh my word. I've actually seen that on TV before, and it was a reality show in South Africa where this woman, this guy went to all these lengths and he made sure that, you know, everything was in check and hot air balloon and
how
lunch and picnic
no
and there were cameras there. So she said yes and everything or whatever. But you know, in reality shows they do those diaries. And in the diary, she said, no, they actually broke it up or whatever. She wasn't ready. And she felt like she was just under so much pressure because it was all in the public and the crew was there. Mm. And he had had her like makeup and her nails done and everything. And she was just like, I mean, I couldn't say no on camera, but I did, you know, after everyone went home, she said, no, we broke it off.
That's sure. Why personally, I did mine in Thailand so that if there was a rejection, no one would know.
No. And I mean, yeah.
I guess for us, I guess we save that aspect because, I mean, he's going to ask. If he asks me to marry him, what are my options really? I'm married to him already. Yes and yes. Those are my options. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, he's paid his lebola and he's done his thing. So,
it's
I find it the most amazing thing, the lebola ritual, because you're actually paying because you want that woman to be your wife. And he now knows the value of that person
right?
that he's marrying. And he'll think twice before he...
Yeah.
To do anything funny.
Yeah. Breathe outside, even. You must think twice.
you're doing a bit of a chop as well if you did, hey?
Okay. So that brings us to, you know, let's talk about just basic rules of almost private engagement. It's so important that you and your partner, once you are engaged, especially those couple of hours after he's asked the question, before you social media, before all of that stuff and you check in with your family or whatever, enjoy the moment with your person.
Yes, and I think that's what social media does.
It's taken away from us.
It's taken away from the specialness of this moment.
Yes.
And I think even going forward in the year or 2 years that you're going in, because the minute you're engaged, everyone's very excited for you. But the next question is,
when are you
getting
married? Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of women are like, you know, they've been planning this wedding for a long time.
Right.
And they've been dreaming about this dream wedding since they were
Forever.
3 years old. If I could just, a little bit of advice from my side, enjoy that engagement. Take as long as you need.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. I mean, there's been long engagements, there's been short engagements. There's a lot that needs to go into that engagement time. You've got to start to plan the wedding. You've got to talk about your finances. Also discuss the whole thing of... you're going to get married, but a lot of people don't talk about their future after the marriage.
The wedding.
Do they want children? How are they going to manage their
finances?
Where
are they going to live?
Yeah.
What assets are they going to have? Are they going to have a joint account? You know, we actually had to discuss who's going to pay the DSTV. And I was just like, I can't believe such things are things that are now, like, you have to address them. But all of these things about bills and payments and your futures, you have to focus a lot on
the marriage.
You've got to
bring them to the forefront.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when we did our antenuptial contract, it wasn't the day of the wedding that I was like, oh my God, we're married. It was the day we signed that antenuptial contract. It was like, it's official. And it's a business. It's a business transaction as well. But especially
my
side, when I've got the SA School of Weddings, I was like, no, this is my business.
But a marriage is a business. It's
so
an organization. There's
sure
cash flow. There's money going out. You're saving. You're acquiring assets to get. It's a business.
And
really
when you
is.
Do that contract, you've got to put it. Everything's got to be on the table.
Transparency is key.
And I think also a lot of people, it can either make or break that relationship, because there might have been times when things have been hidden.
Yeah.
But now it's coming to the forefront.
I'm currently in a situation where I have clients that, you know, they're planning their weddings and and something came up around the ANC, the anti-nuptial contract, not the government people. But they started planning around that. And when they went to the lawyer's office, and they realized that, you know what, they're actually not on the same page about those things. And there's a lot of things that haven't been addressed. Mm. It's not to say it's over. It's just that we're saying, address the marriage before you address the wedding.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Enjoy your time with your partner. Enjoy your time with your family. And tell people to relax. Don't be put under pressure to plan this wedding and get into debt over it. And chill, you guys have got forever, right? Engagement is a promise for a wedding and for marriage. And that's forever. So take your time. Chill.
And I think that engagement, for us, we were, you know, in the beginning when you were just dating, there was always this like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And now when you get engaged, it's a promise. You're committing to each other. And we found that crappy little stuff just fell away, and we weren't fighting as much. But it's because
your perspective changes.
Absolutely.
Your perspective changes, and it's good to grow with that perspective and understand it and see how you're going to move forward with that in your relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay, so next week you must join us for our next podcast. We'll be talking about, what do you do after you engage?
Where to go from here?
Who's the first person that you call? Who's the first person that you tell? What do you hashtag on social media?
What do you search for? How do you search it?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a great sponsor, Wedding Expo. It's a great way to go and find out where you can find suppliers, get ideas,
get information, get costs, get ideas. What are you guys going to do? Does it have to be now? No, that you can do, you can attend 4 expos before you actually start planning your actual your wedding. So we'll be looking into that in our next podcast.
So thank you for joining us, and we look forward to giving you our perspective on where to go from the engagement section of your life. So yes. Please do make sure you hashtag Wedding Central.
Cliff Central Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.